Living in South Louisiana, I have a lot of friends who have boats, from small fishing boats to offshore boats to sailing yachts. And I heard that there's a test that you should take if you're thinking about buying a boat. What you do is you run a cold shower, then you stand under it fully clothed and rip up $100 bills. If you like doing that, you're gonna love owning a boat. It's always best to have friends with boats. But boating has come a long way since the time of Jesus, and even in my own lifetime. I remember when GPS came out in the 80s and you could guide yourself to the exact spot that you had caught fish earlier. And now there are weather apps and wind finder apps that give you immediate updates on wind and storms. It was not so on the Sea of Galilee 2,000 years ago, and especially because of the topography there. The surface of the Sea of Galilee is actually 700 feet below sea level, but it is surrounded to the north and especially to the east by mountains that rise up 1,500 feet above sea level. If an east wind picks up, it will blow the cold air off of the mountains down onto the warm air on the surface of the sea, resulting in very unpredictable, violent storms. One such storm happened just 4 years ago, producing 50-mile-an-hour winds and 10-foot waves, destroying the boardwalk at Tiberias, which is near where Jesus left from today. Anyone who's ever been in a storm at sea knows that things go from order to chaos very quickly. And that's the point of this gospel passage today. Let's reflect upon this dichotomy between order and chaos through the book of Genesis and creation, this gospel passage, and in our own lives. In Genesis, Jewish cosmology is explained. You see, ancient people looked up in the sky and they saw blue, and they looked at the sea and they saw blue. So Genesis says that God made a dome and separated the water below the dome from the water above the dome. And the water below the dome was called Mayim, and the water above the dome was called Shamayim. And both words have their root in the Jewish word mem, which means the chaotic roaring waters in the depths of the sea. So at creation, God created order where there was chaos. But in the story of Noah, he did the opposite. To destroy sin in the world, he unleashed the mem, the chaotic roaring waters, while preserving Noah and his family above them. So that cosmology can set the scene for the gospel today. Now, the gospel passage today begins with Jesus making the apostles get into the boat and precede him to the other side. And he goes up to the mountain to pray. Did Jesus know a storm was going to arrive? Of course he did. He sent the apostles into the chaos, the chaotic roaring waters, while he was at prayer with the Father, the ordering principle of the universe. And then he walks down upon the water in the midst of the roaring chaos, which has no effect on him. And he doesn't calm the storm immediately. First, he tells them to have courage and not to be afraid because he is there with them in the chaos. But he doesn't calm the chaos until Peter finally says three words, "Lord, save me." Then he pulls Peter out of the chaos, gets into the boat with them, and restores order where there was chaos by calming the storm. In our own lives, this gospel has at least two meanings. The first is a universal meaning. Peter is the first of the apostles, and in Matthew's gospel, he often speaks for all of them. So Peter is speaking for all of us when he says, "Lord, save me." And Jesus reached out to him, caught him, and gets into the boat with him. One of the most ancient and enduring symbols of the church is the bark of Peter, Peter's boat. Jesus preached from it, he slept in it, and he gets into it with Peter and calms the chaos with his own order. From a universal perspective, outside Peter's boat, the bark of Peter, the church, there is disordered chaos. Inside the church, there is order, even if we still have to deal with the sinners that are in it with us. But the gospel's message is also free each of us as individuals. When we find ourselves in the chaotic disorder of sin, we need to speak the words of Peter as individuals. Lord, save me. Save me from the disorder of sin and restore me to the order that you can give me. Create order for me as you did at creation when the world was in chaos. Create order where I am in the disorder of sin. That's what we're asking every time we go to confession. Lord, save me. Many of you know that the main part of a church is called the nave, from the Latin word for boat. And today we are here in our parish boat to find the calm that comes from being in it with Jesus.